Making choices can be hard, but in a high-quality early learning environment, young children learn how to make wise decisions one step at a time. Well, some of those early childhood educators who teach children how to make good decisions must make a very difficult decision of their own. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more.
For Head Start and Early Head Start programs facing low enrollment numbers, the federal government has told them that they can redirect money usually used to serve children and instead give it to teachers. The hope is that this will incentivize existing staff to stay and entice new workers. It's called enrollment reduction, and it seems a win, but maybe not.
So the programs are being asked to make a choice between teacher pay and serving students? How can that be fair? I thought Head Start and Early Head Start programs were not reaching anywhere close to the number of children in Maryland that it needs to reach.
You're right. It's important to remember that Head Start and Early Head Start teachers are paid much less than public school teachers. This causes many jobs to go unfilled. Not enough teachers means that there's lots of children who qualify for the programs and they're ready to learn, but the classrooms still remain empty.
So the answer isn't serving fewer children, it's paying teachers more.
It is. But Head Start and Early Head Start programs are competing with corporate chain stores like Walmart, Target, and Starbucks, who have the resources to pay more, offer better benefits, and provide flexible schedules. We would have to do far better than those companies to retain the high-quality teachers that our children deserve.
Wait, so maybe we're asking the wrong questions. Why are we even debating the question of teachers versus students in the first place? Children who attend Head Start and Early Head Start go on to do much better in school and in life than their peers who don't have access to these programs. Shouldn't we be prioritizing both teachers' pay and expanding student access to the programs?
You're 100% right. Access to quality early learning programs like this are not only good for children, but they have programs for parents to help them be better parents and advance in their work and educational goals. Head Start and Early Head Start can break intergenerational cycles of poverty.
So what are we waiting for?
That's a good question. Head Start and Early Head Start were last reauthorized by Congress in 2007. Since then, the average per-child spending for these programs hasn't been increased to keep up with inflation and cost of living. We also need more programs in both urban and rural areas, and we must raise pay for the early childhood educators who currently are earning the same near-poverty wages as the families they serve. We must give all children the strong start they need to succeed. Our children's futures are too important to be left to the lowest bidder.
Thank you, Doug. We look forward to hearing more about the success in this area in the coming months. See you next time.